Well. It is that time on a Monday where the merry trio gets together. We look back at the weekend that was and decided who had the hot hand, who jumped off the page, who lit it up.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Oh, my God! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years.
Lot of air drumming going on over here. I'm just saying, lot of air drumming going on back in the studio.
Because Metallica has many drummers in their band.
We're very much anticipating you to set this one up, Steve. It's time for a Light 'Em Up, brought to you by Light Me Up Lager. Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, easy to drink and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager will not weigh you down like other beers can. Homegrown, brewed and canned right here in the Whit. Available on tap and in 16-ounce cans throughout Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. I'm going to start, Steve, because you played the Sabrina Ionescu clip, and Sabrina Ionescu is my first who lit it up.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Yeah, she had another triple-double. Do I really need to say anything else? Extended her collegiate record to 9 as a sophomore with 19 points, 13 assists, and 10 boards against Utah. There, yawn, she lit it up. Done.
It's lit!
Who's next?
I guess I'll go next.
You go next.
I'm going Roger Federer because, oh, he's lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
You know, he's one of the classiest high-level athletes ever. He beat Marin Cilic over overnight Sunday, won the Australian Open, age 36, his 20th Grand Slam title. That's the most in men's singles history, which is now the lead extends to 4 over Rafi Nadal. And as the calendar turns to the 2010s, it looked like his run of dominance might be ending. So when he won the Aussie in 2010, that was number 16. Wimbledon in 2012 seemed like more of a flashback. But in recent years, that's back-to-back wins in Sydney. He's the defending Wimbledon champ, and he won his first back in 2003, his 96th career title, second only to Jimmy Connor in the Open era. The Raja, Roger Federer. Dude is lit.
It's lit!
Okay, my turn. I've got Stephen Curry, the Golden State Warriors.
It's lit!
What team
Shout
is he
out Chavvy!
Golden Warriors?
Because it's lit!
San Francisco Warriors?
Soon to be San Francisco Warriors. Steph had 49 points against the Boston 2017-18 Eastern Conference champion Celtics in a 109-105 win as the two teams split the season series at 1 win each. Steph absolutely lit up the stat sheet in this one. The 49 points... 5 assists, 4 rebounds, made 8 threes, shot 16 of 24 from the field. 49 points on 24 shots. That's absolutely incredible. And another huge performance by Steph in a big game, earning his 12th Western Conference Player of the Week award. Steph Curry lit it up.
It's lit!
Yeah, and more importantly, he's lit it up.
Against Boston, which Steve always likes.
My second one is Ronda Rousey.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Because it was basically the WWE or nothing, because she had apparently lost the ability to fight MMA at any sort of level anymore. So just sitting around doing nothing when the WWE calls and tells her they'll pay her millions of dollars to act and fake fight once every couple of months. Honestly, I know you guys don't really like wrestling, Steve and Nick, but I grew
it's
up with
really.
It, used to watch it all the time, so this still rates a little bit for me. And the fact that Rowdy Roddy Piper, his son gave her his dad's signature jacket right before she went out to the ring is just phenomenal stuff. It is. So whether or not you like wrestling is kind of beside the point, because Rousey just went from sitting on her husband's couch with his kids to becoming the biggest female star in wrestling. So that's lighting it up no matter how you look at it.
It's lit!
Yeah. Let's turn to college hoops, the program I call Perdon't in Football. And hoops, oh, they're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
So they just set a program record. That's their 17th straight win, knocked off Indiana at Bloomington. This isn't out of nowhere. I mean, they did start the season 20th in the preseason poll. The only loss, player-wise, was the Blazers rookie, Caleb Swanigan. And this is a team who did make the Sweet 16 last March. They got solid seniors, Vince Edwards, Isaac Haas, more experienced Carson Edwards, Dakota Manning, a big, strong guard, has increased in scoring. P.J. Thompson, Ryan Klein, all of them back from Matt Painter's rotation last year that made the Sweet 16. They added that big dude, the 7'3 kid from the Netherlands, Matt Harms, plays about half the game, plugs the middle. So they host Maryland and Rutgers this week before a very difficult trip to Ohio State and Michigan State next. On a roll, 17 consecutive wins. Oh, my Boilers. Perdoing is lit.
Oh,
it's lit
like that.
Wow, changes it up. My last one goes to a junior at San Jose State, Ryan Wheelage.
It's lit.
Usual suspects.
Shout out Chad Scott, cause it's lit.
San Jose City, I might also correct myself.
Right.
Wheelage had 37 points against Wyoming, made 11 of 12 free throws, was 12 of 20 from the field, had 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 3-pointers. And while it was just SJSU against Wyoming, Wheelich had the second highest game score on Saturday in all of D1 hoops per Sports Reference. So for me and my Spartans, Ryan Wheelich lit it up.
It's lit!
Your Spartans.
My Sparties.
Wow. Somebody's claiming San Jose State. I guess that's impressive in its own frightening way.
At least I'm from San Jose. It makes sense,
no,
right?
I'm giving
my parents
it to
went
you.
There.
I was born
it
in San Jose,
sense.
Too, actually. It
makes more
right.
sense than you claiming the Pellies and suddenly Purdue.
Teams that start with P. It's a policy.
I've flown over. They're mine. I own them.